The end of Pharaoh's army. The Egyptians pursued, and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass, that in the morning watch the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians. Thunders pealed and lightning flashed. The Egyptians were seized with confusion. They endeavored to retrace their steps, but Moses stretched out his rod, and the piled-up waters rushed together and swallowed the Egyptian army in their black depths. As morning broke, it revealed to Israel all that remained of their mighty foes, mail-clad bodies cast upon the shore. From the most terrible peril, Jehovah had brought complete deliverance, and to him their hearts were turned in gratitude and faith. The Spirit of God rested upon Moses, and he led the people in a triumphant anthem of thanksgiving, the earliest and one of the most sublime known to man. It was taken up by the women of Israel, Miriam, the sister of Moses, leading the way, as they went forth with timbrel and dance. Far over desert and sea rang the joyous refrain, and the mountains re-echoed the words of their praise, "Sing ye to Jehovah, for he hath triumphed gloriously." That song does not belong to the Jewish people alone. It points forward to the destruction of all the foes of righteousness and the final victory of the Israel of God. The prophet of Patmos beheld the white-robed multitude that have gotten the victory, standing on the sea of glass mingled with fire, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. In freeing our souls from the bondage of sin, God has wrought for us a deliverance greater than that of the Hebrews at the Red Sea. Like the Hebrew host, we should praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice for His wonderful works to the children of men. What compassion, what matchless love, has God shown in connecting us with Himself, to be to Him a peculiar treasure. What a sacrifice has been made by our Redeemer, that we may be called children of God.